Hello everyone, we're going to be thinking about friendship today. Here's a great verse, Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for times of difficulty. And here's another, Proverbs 18:24. There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Is that Jesus? What does he say about friendships? I no longer call you servants, because a servant doesn't know his master's business. Instead, I call you friends, because everything I've learnt from my Father, I've made known to you. John 15:15. And as you know, that is one of my favourite verses. We often quote it, don't we? Well, what are the characteristics of a true friend? Friends stay with you through thick and thin, through good and bad times. They care, they notice, they bring comfort and strength and laughter as well, don't they? A friend shares with you things they wouldn't tell anyone else, things that really matter to them, and you share those things with them. There's an intimacy, a relaxing together. These friendships are rare and to be greatly treasured. True friendships are never based on our performance. The love of a true friend is always unconditional. You need to remember that when you share the deepest things with people. Sometimes people can be very manipulative, can't they? A friendship that will really last is not based on your performance. But the most important and wonderful friend is God Himself. Now, I first realised the unconditional nature of Jesus' friendship with me in a very surprising way some years ago now, when I was away doing some concerts. I had a busy schedule, and one Sunday I had to do a really important radio interview and then go straight to a church to take a service. But the radio interview went badly. I forgot some key points. I felt I'd failed, that I'd let the Lord down by not making the most of this important opportunity. I went back to where I was staying to grab a coffee, feeling rather disillusioned, and I managed to spill it all over the smart clothes I was supposed to be wearing for the church service. So I went into my room in a very bad mood. I felt frustrated and disappointed with myself, and flopping on the bed, I said to the Lord how sorry I was that I'd let him down. But just then, the most amazing thought, so tender, so gentle, and so full of warmth and peace, dropped into my mind. God's still voice speaking such consolation to me, and it was so unexpected. The thought came very clearly. I know you did your best. And Marilyn, the most important thing is, I love you. Everything stopped in that moment. I had done my best, and my wonderful friend Jesus knew it. It had gone a bit wrong, but I'd tried, and suddenly I knew beyond any doubt. He wasn't disappointed. He just wanted to tell me how much he loved me. My own father was often disappointed in me. I rarely heard his voice of approval, but my heavenly Father was telling me that it wasn't how well I did that made me count as a person to him. It was my value for who I was. I jumped up. My bad mood was instantly gone. I said, "Wow, Lord, you're amazing." It's true to say happiness and joy completely overwhelmed me that day. Nothing else really mattered. I knew I was loved. Do you know that? Have you heard his whispers of love and affirmation this week? Help us, Lord, to open our hearts, to expect to hear your words of comfort and love, and to live in the joy of friendship with you every day. Amen.